Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Straight Talk with Stan Macklin. Welcome to Straight Talk with Stan Macklin. We're so glad to be able to come your way today. We've got another exciting program, as I always say, because I really believe that. When we come on the air with Straight Talk, that's what we're about, Straight Talk. We want to tell it like it is. And we have the opportunity for you to call your friends, your relatives about Straight Talk. Just let them know that we're on the air 347-850-5098 if they like to chime in and discuss with us. And we have with us on the program today a very special guest, and we'll be hearing from him a little bit later. And Brother Kurt, he heads up the Serve Empower office downtown for Nexus, and he'll be on the air with us today. We're going to be talking about all the scenario around this so-called locker room talk, what Donald Trump is talking about. And I know a lot of people don't go for that. They don't buy into that. How in the world can a person who's running for president of the United States disrespect women in the manner that he has done? This man is just, to me, unqualified and definitely should not be running for no president, but we have a democratic process, and he was the nominee, and he's exercising it. But many of them, of his fellow colleagues, are jumping ship. They don't want to be a part of the tirade that he gets off into, and a lot of things like that. But we're gonna have a hell to talk about that today. And Brother Kurt, are you on the air today? Are you on the air? Brother Kurt, I'm going to see if our technician can chime him in, because we definitely want to hear his perspective. And so we want you to be able to share your perspective on the air today. So while the technician is working on that, we want to give you some insight. Donald Trump, who's running for the president of the United States, has upset a lot of people, primarily women, by some of his asinine comments, what he has been using. And we just feel it is totally inappropriate. It is totally out of order. And so we have a special guest with us on the air today to talk about that. Brother Kurt, are you on the air?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good. I hear you. I hear you. Well, we're
Can you
so
hear me
glad
clearly?
You're here. I hear you.
Okay.
Curtis? Okay.
Yes, I'm here.
Good. I was wondering if you were on the air. We're so glad you're on the air. We're going to start out. Why don't you introduce yourself to our audience, telling them who you are and what you do, and then we'll get into the subject of talking about this locker room talk.
Okay. My name is Kirk Saunders. I live in Harrisonburg, Virginia. I am a licensed professional counselor, and I study history and cosmology and astrology as a hobby. I'm very interested in political and social views, and definitely pretty interested in this presidential election and its candidates.
Well, you know, there is quite a unique presidential run for president of the United States. We have the first woman to be nominated as a candidate by the Democratic Party to run for that office. We also have a businessman who wants to be president of the United States, and he's the kind of person that just says anything out of his mind, out of his mouth, without whatever's on his mind, without really thinking about it. And he's very offensive. He's very offensive.
Yeah.
And he has offended immigrants. He's offended African Americans. He's offended women. And this latest scenario where he has made some comments that back in 2010, it was one of the Miss Americas. He was talking about what he liked to try to call locker room talk. What do you think about this whole scenario? Because I know you do a lot of counseling with people, and I'm sure you have some perspectives.
Yes, I do. Thank you, Stan. The first thing we got to understand about his comments is the distraction that the media spends his comments. So what I've noticed over the last few days since these comments have surfaced is that everyone's concerned about the profane language that's on these videos and these audios. But the language is not the problem. We're being told that the language is the only problem. Even if you remove the language, it is a crime. He has admitted to being a sexual predator to our face in the nation. Nationwide, he has admitted to being a sexual predator. Let me justify what I'm saying.
Yeah, please expound on that.
Okay, so if you believe that it is a permissible and okay to say to women that I can walk up to you, kiss you, and grab your crotch, for lack of better words, and that you're going to like it because I'm a celebrity, that is the equivalent of what he accused the Central Park Five boys of doing. They went to jail for a very long time for a crime they did not commit. And while he was being outed by these statements, we were distracted from him still maintaining that they were guilty after DNA evidence relinquished them. And what surfaced was his own misogynistic behaviors and attitudes. If we assume that racism, sex equality, gender differences have been quashed, let's say that we're playing on a playing field where everyone in society is equal, what would you say, and what would the audience listening to this say, if Hillary Clinton had a videotape of her saying that she could walk up to men and kiss them and grab their crotch and they would like it because she's a celebrity?
Doesn't sound good.
If President Barack Obama had multiple children by multiple wives, he would not be president.
Now, it seems that he feels that he can just say anything and get away with it. And in most instances, he has. And Is it because of the uniqueness of his financial situation? We really don't know about it because he hasn't really filed no taxes in 20 years from some some loophole or something. But
right. Stan,
is it arrogancy?
Well, Stan, you got to understand that historically he's playing to the strengths of white privilege. White sexual predators are hiding in plain sight. They don't hide around corners and in bushes. The people that are going to assault you sexually are people that you know. And statistics and research will bear this out, that most of the time that a woman's assaulted, it's usually by somebody she knows. And the way that person talks that's going to assault her sounds just like Donald Trump. That is the language that sexual predators use to in and of themselves justify their behavior. He is blinded by his own narcissism that he can't see the criminality in himself, but he's eager to point out the criminality in others. This is an insult to the American intellect. This is an insult to the American school system. This is an insult to every church and every spiritual person in the United States of America that we do not see the how ridiculous it is for us to promote a man that has admitted to being a sexual predator to the highest office in the land. We ought to check ourselves because history is going to hold us accountable for being weak and soft and not speaking out about this person.
So this is why we see such a defraction, I guess, if that's the right word, from his party, political leaders like Paul Ryan, who have said that I don't have nothing to do with the man no more. John McCain says he's just crossed the line. I don't want to have nothing to do with him no more. And what's the most thing you fear about him or the possibility of him becoming president?
Well,
because you came out and said straight out that he's a sexual crime.
He's a criminal. He's a sexual predator. He is a sexual predator. The first, you know, if anyone of color had said the same things that he said, they would not make it to a local political office. Okay? So we have him on tape trying to distract us by saying locker room banter. During the debate, he must have said
locker
it. He said it so many times. But here's the reality. Donald Trump hasn't been in a locker room supposedly 20, 30 years. And if you haven't grown intellectually, emotionally, and spiritually from something that you quote-unquote claim to be a childhood dialogue about how locker rooms feel about women, you're not qualified to hold the high seat in the land. You ought to be a prime example like President Obama, you know, who had to be more than perfect, beyond perfect, to even be considered for this. If any shred, any of the things that Donald Trump has done would have been in Barack Obama's past, he would not have seen the White House. They held that man to a standard that was a triple standard. There's no mathematics to express the hypocrisy in Donald Trump still being on national TV, standing on the same stage as Hillary Clinton. It's an abomination. The GOP is going to crash and burn with their candidate, and they should, because of their stupidity and lack of interest in delving deeper into what actually these things mean. Any lawyer that was trying to defend a sexual predator and put them on stand, and they say, I can kiss and grope women, and they like it. That is a guilty conscience, and it needs no accuser.
Now, is this just a laundry list of several things that he's guilty of? I mean, he's made the disclosure that he hasn't really paid any taxes. I pay my taxes, to me, it's kind of offensive that here this man, as rich as he is, he pays no taxes because
you know, White privilege is showing up right in our face in the media. So here's what you have. If you are poor and commit a crime, they will lock your butt up. If you get caught with a joint or speeding or anything while being anything less than Caucasian, you are a criminal. There are people serving more time for doing a lot less than what Donald Trump has admitted to. And let me give you a case in point. Richard Sherman of the Seattle Seahawks spiked a football in the end zone. It took the media 8 weeks to call him a thug. They called that man a thug for 8 weeks. And here's the problem with that. This is a Stanford graduate. He is an educated man. He is a great athlete, has nothing in his background remotely close to being a thug. But here we have a presidential candidate who is admitting by all that I know of in state statutes that he is a sexual predator.
Mm-hmm.
He has nothing in his mind that catches him, that keeps him from touching, groping, and going after women because of his power. That is the definition of a super predator that started in the 90s. That term, super predator, that's what he is. By definition, he's admitted to being a sexual predator. And only white privilege is protecting him. They're distracting us with the language. So what, he said the word pussy. We got black men dying in the street for selling cigarettes. So if you want to know what white privilege is, you're looking at it in the presidential nomination of Donald Trump. The people that support him, I'm not sure how conscious they are. I'm not sure how much history they know. I'm not sure if they want to know, because everyone I talk to is blinded by their own ignorance, their own privilege, and they don't want to give up that power.
So when he says he wants to make America great again, what's that again part?
I'm not sure, because anything past, I don't know where great again comes from, because America has more blood on its hands, just like every other country does. But this country has a lot of blood on its hands. And so to make it great again, I'm not sure if he's trying to get us to relapse into segregation, Jim Crow, or even back to slavery. How else will you keep black people in line unless you go back to segregation and Jim Crow?
And that's the systematic structure of this country. Yeah.
Right.
So true.
That's right. The system that he's operating in is a system built to protect people just like him, right? White, rich men. And he's using that privilege to the fullest. You know, I've seen a video of him in the 80s where he said that he could do some horrible act to the Republicans. Well, at the time, he was a Democrat. But he said in this public forum that if he were to do horrific acts, he would still run for president as a Republican, because they will believe anything. And he's right, and he proved himself to be right. These very, you know, Christian-based spiritual people are blinded by white privilege and the idea that somebody would get in office that would strip them and level the playing field for all citizens alike. That is not what he is promoting. He says make America great again and unite America, and the first thing you do is say you're going to build a wall. That's separating people. That's not including people. That's separating us.
And in the process, he's just has constantly, repeatedly offended very ethnicities. And he also has even stated that when it comes to Muslims, he would ban them from coming into the country.
Well, his stance is that all Muslims are bad. Well, if he can say all Muslims are bad, how come we can't say just because a few Muslims have done some horrific acts on American soil, you can't generalize that to the whole 3 billion-plus Muslims that's in the world? So if it's easy for him to say that, how come white America can't understand how black people can be afraid of all cops because of a few bad cops? It's the same principle. It's the same principle.
And he stresses that. He stresses that he will be the law and order president. You know, sometimes there's a lot of cold words that are being talked about. And a lot of people don't have the skills, or they're just uninformed to be able to see through a lot of the maze, and the cold is really a definition for something else, another agenda. but mm-hmm. he doesn't seem to have a hidden agenda. I mean, you are one of the first I've heard to say that that's a right-out sexual crime, assault.
Yes.
Yes. And a lot of people just don't look at it like that. Or I guess it's because of the codes that's being used.
Right. Well, you know, he's not the first, you know, Caucasian male in America to get away with horrific crimes. You know, okay. In the media over the last 2 months, you can see how white privilege has run rampant. We have a guy who was caught in the act of raping a girl who was unconscious and received 6 months. He is now searching for people to promote his speaking engagements to talk about these behaviors. Okay? You have Ryan Locke, who was down in Brazil or wherever
the
Olympics was held, who told a bold-faced lie, and they covered it up. They covered it up and said it was college boys.
People.
Boys will
be
boys. If Hussein Bolt had done the same thing as Ryan Locke did, it would have been a travesty. He would have been called a thug. He would have been called inhumane. He would have been raked over the coals. And only the color of Ryan Locke's skin has saved him because of white privilege.
Hmm. So this white privilege is something that has gone haywire to the extent that it's become a camouflage for illicit behavior and the feeling of a right to do just anything you feel you got the power to do. When I was coming up, the saying was, if you're white, you're right. But if you're light, you're all right. If you're brown, you can stick around. But if you're black, get back.
Right.
Do you sense that offensiveness pattern that exists today just in a different form?
Well, I mean, it's obvious that it does, Stan. It's clear. But the trick is of the media. The trick is that where people gather their information, that information has been filtered and edited to sound better than what it is. They're not calling a spade in the media anymore. They're using propaganda to shelter this man from the horrific realities of what he should be held accountable for by his own admittance. No one asked him, was he a sexual predator? No one cared if he was a sexual predator. He came out of his mouth and said, I am a sexual predator. I can do what I want. I'm a celebrity. I will grab your mother, your sister, your aunt, your cousin by the face and kiss her and grab her crotch and she'll like it because I'm a celebrity. That is sexual assault by definition.
Wow.
So the conversation about Donald Trump being president should have ended at the broadcasting of that clip. It should have ended. That should have been the last straw should have been 6 months ago, but this has got to be the last straw. You know, for anyone to entertain the idea that this man is an example that you want your son to look up to be a man, I question your sanity. If you think that Donald Trump should sit in the White House and little kids in elementary school should look up to him and aspire to be like him, I question your parenting skills. I question your spirituality. I question everything about you because you're not looking and listening in a way that you're understanding the meanings of what this man is doing.
Now, if Donald Trump was a black man, if he was a black man, then he perhaps would not have even gotten a near fraction of away with some of the things that he's been espousing.
Absolutely.
But because of who he is and what he proclaims, it's become so-called acceptable. I just think that you're on something. That's one of the reasons why we wanted to give you opportunity to have this platform to voice that. You also deal with a lot of men who have been incarcerated or are incarcerated. What do you do in terms of helping them through this maze and oasis of injustice?
There's education, and deeper meaning, finding meaning in people's lives. You know, we try to help guys, you know, develop interpersonal skills first and foremost, and stabilize them so that they can live the life that they want to live. We don't really talk about the, I don't personally, talk about necessarily the social structures and injustices, because as a counselor, I really am focused on the individual and the individual's issues and how I can help them with their individual issues.
How you can help them.
Yeah, it's not generalized to more political or broader topics. But in that, you must understand that 12% of the population is black, 60% of the jail population is black. That's a statistical anomaly. And in order for anyone to look at that and not understand that there has to be an intentional incarceration of people of color, there has to be, because statistically, it has to be. At some level, there's an intentional incarceration. When he can get away with saying that he's a sexual predator and then go to a presidential debate and defend his position as a sexual predator, and if you or I were going down the street and speeding without a license, selling cigarettes out of the store, going to the store to get Skittles, it could cost us our life. There's no judge. There's no jury. Our crimes or our potential crimes or whatever we're suspected to police are giving us instantaneous death for resisting arrest, driving with a broken taillight, double parked at a college. These things have been punishable by instantaneous death.
But why? Why? Back in the day, it used to be the use, just like it is today, of deadly force, which was the rope. It was lynching. Today, for unarmed black men, it seems to be the use of deadly force, excuse me, and it's the gun. Now, I think that there are patterns that, that create unfortunate situations for people of color. And I like how you talked about helping the individual, not getting caught up in so much of the injustices that are, that exist, because I think we do get a lot of times caught up into the injustices because it's so prevalent today.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned about building the walls, Donald Trump said he'll build the wall. Well, there are walls already built, and it's in the form of incarceration.
Yeah.
So I think that's another code for keeping people out so that we can continue to deal with what's already here. And I just really like the way how you have pulled the curtain on this man and the talk of being a sexual predator is something that needs to be shared more and more.
We can't water this down, Stan. We cannot allow our people to live in darkness with blinders and not see the a confession of a serial sexual predator. That is, I don't understand how there's not outrage from coast to coast that this man is even taking the stage to debate, to have the potential to hold the highest office in the land. The first thing you must have is of good character. His character does not match what it takes to have temperance, patience, accountability, authority at the highest level. He does not possess those qualities. I'm not telling you my opinion. I'm telling you what is in the public eye that he has done over the years does not constitute a president of the United States. And anyone that would argue that point, you know, I would ask them to search themselves a little deeper.
Well, Brother Sanders, I tell you, you have really made it plain, and we want to thank you for being on today's program. It seems like this brother's definitely has his power crazed. And we want to encourage you, whatever you're going through, remember it's not the outlook, but it's the uplook that makes the difference. Thank you, Brother Sanders, for being on the program today. And remember that you don't have to feel that you can't make it. You can make it if you can take it. All right.
That's right.
Have a very wonderful day. Thank you so much.